This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, the Justice Department meeting for a second day with Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, who is in prison for sex trafficking. It comes as President Trump is facing mounting bipartisan pressure to release the full Epstein files. Before leaving for Scotland, the president facing reporters, ABC's Mary Bruce with more.
All of this comes in the bigger context of the president being desperate really to shake this story, to move past this uproar over the FBI Epstein files that this administration so far is not fully releasing, despite promises that they would do so. Clearly, they think there is something to glean from these interviews that perhaps may politically help them finally turn the page on this.
Florida's governor says 100 detainees from the Everglades' new migrant facility, dubbed Alligator Alcatraz, have been put on Homeland Security flights and sent to other countries. Those transfers began this week. Severe heat and humidity expanding into the Northeast today, with volatile storms also expected. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced that he is not seeking a third term for governor. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson.
Well, he's made it official. Governor Tony Evers is stepping aside after two terms in office.
For five decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term.
Evers built his political brand on education. A former teacher, principal, and state superintendent of schools, he's often called the education governor. He made headlines in 2023 by using that creative partial veto to extend school funding increases for the next 400 years. Governor Evers will remain in office through January 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The Wisconsin gubernatorial primary will be held in August of 2026, with the fall election to follow in November of 2026. City government committees are just about done for the month of July. The Board of Public Works meets Monday to consider a handful of broadband internet permits. Then the next committee meetings are during the first full week of August, where the city will consider an ordinance restricting the sale of hemp-derived cannabinoids to people ages 21 and over. City officials will also take up items to replace drinking fountains around La Crosse and meet to discuss the new city administrator position next month. Average home prices in western Wisconsin have been lower than last year for the past 4 months already, while the number of homes sold is the highest in 5 years. However, in La Crosse County, local home sales reached a record median price of $340,000 in June, topping the old record set in May. That figure is also $25,000 more than this time last year and almost $55,000 more than the start of 2025. Median prices of homes in La Crosse County match the statewide number of $340,000. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A Brewers anniversary. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers host the Miami Marlins at American Family Field, where they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the opening of the ballpark. Food discount specials, special events planned for the fans. After the game, a home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder, Carlos Gomez, and Ryan Braun. The Brewers with the best record in baseball heading into this weekend series. Golf. The winner of the Wisconsin State Amateur Golf Championship is a teenager. 18-year-old Vince Siegel sank a birdie putt on the first playoff hole after shooting a 4-under 68 in the final round. NFL Packers training camp practices continue. How's it going so far?
Yesterday was pretty clean. I thought our guys did a good job of competing, but also taking care of one another, because ultimately we need everybody healthy for us to be at our best. By and large, our guys did a good job of competing, getting the work in, but also taking care of one another.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the upper 60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. Right now it's 80.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
T. Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome the founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins the show with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba, weeknights 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. From Epstein's Island to Obama's inbox, Trump's dark diversion strategy is my daily takeover at HartmanReport.com today. When the walls start closing in, Trump doesn't lawyer up. He doubles down. Well, actually, he does both. But what's going on right now with this whole Trump team and saying that Barack Obama is guilty of treason? This is not about justice or the truth. This is a deliberate psyop, a psychological operation designed to try to hijack the news cycle and enrage the MAGA base and erase Epstein's name from every chyron in America. And that's, it appears that Trump actually believes, and he's putting in place now the actions to move this forward, actually believes that if he can convince the media to take this seriously, that we have evidence that Barack Obama committed treason, that will be a big enough story to blow Epstein off the pages, off the front pages. He's tried everything. I mean, he's tried doing his tariff rants. He's tried cutting deals with other countries. He's tried going back to Hillary's emails. I mean, he has been playing all the hits, sitting there at his console, pushing every distraction button he has, and none of them have worked. We're still talking about Epstein. And so now what are they doing? They're busily assigning investigators, FBI agents, lawyers, and others in the Justice Department to find everything they can that might implicate Barack Obama in any kind of crime, particularly something that they might be able to call treason. It's wild. I mean, it's also going back to the Russia, Russia, Russia thing, where we know that in 2016, according to a report that was signed off on by Marco Rubio, Republicans in the Senate said, yes, Russia did influence the 2016 election in a way that helped Donald Trump. Yes, we have that officially from both the GOP, well, not the GOP as an institution, but from Republican senators and Republican members of the House. They all signed off on this thing because it's obvious. I mean, Russia, Putin admitted it. He was asked by a reporter, did you interfere in the 2016 election to help Trump? And he said, yes, I did, because Trump said that he wanted to repair relations between Russia and the United States. Who wouldn't? Why wouldn't I do that? I mean, it's like you have a confession. But, Trump is trying to say, oh, no, this whole Epstein thing is just like the Russia thing, which is true. They're both true, apparently. But, they're both hoaxes. Yeah, right. So where does this go? And why is it that this is so sticky? There was a new study that was just published in October of last year, just a few months ago. Eight, nine months ago, in the Journal of Research in Personality. It was titled Malevolent versus Benevolent Dispositions and Conservative Political Ideology in the Trump Era. And What these researchers did is they said, you know, well, here's a quote. Autocrats manifest socially aversive personality, including malevolent traits in the dark triad, narcissism, psychopathy, and Machiavellianism. And the same has been found for Trump. Similar results have been found for authoritarians' loyal foot soldiers. Thus, it is not surprising, perhaps, that voters with aversive traits tend to prefer aversive political figures. In other words, the followers, the authoritarian followers of Trump, are just as authoritarian as he is. It's just that he has leadership characteristics and they don't. They're just followers. And then they point out that there's numerous studies that have found that people with malevolent dispositions, in other words, people who have this kind of negative, hateful worldview, are drawn to conservative political philosophy. So what is a malevolent disposition? Well, first off, a malevolent disposition reflects wishing ill will or doing harm to others, while a benevolent disposition involves intending or showing goodwill or kindness to others. A malevolent disposition is measured via aversive features of Machiavellian manipulativeness, psychopathic callousness, and narcissistic self-absorption, all negatively associated with empathy and positively associated with antisocial behavior. And then they go on. What does this mean for politics? Well, they say a political candidate, again, I'm quoting from this study, a political candidate who boasts about being able to shoot someone can be understood in terms of a malevolent disposition. We seek to understand the voters who embrace such a politician and propose that insight may be gained by examining the links between malevolent dispositions and political ideology. Taken together, we propose that more extreme malevolent dispositions are necessary for understanding today's modern incarnation of conservatism that includes a positive view of Trump. In other words, conservatives are you know, a little ill, shall we say. And they even go beyond that. I mean, they basically say that the people who are most extremely mentally ill, the psychopaths, are the most enthusiastic about Trump. This is, again, quoting from the study. Across two different samples, we found a positive association between conservative ideology and a positive view of Trump and malevolent dispositions. For white men, psychopathic propensities predicted conservative ideology and a positive view of Trump. Get that? Psychopathic propensities predicted? Thus, the current results add to a growing literature on a link between malevolent or aversive dispositions and conservative ideology. Moreover, our results are in line with Barber and Pope in 2019, who found those tied to a Trump symbolic ideology were most inclined to be uncivil to others. This was people who wore MAGA hats, for example, the symbolic ideology. And the results from both samples found that latent psychopathic and malevolent disposition means, the averages, were significantly elevated among individuals who viewed Trump favorably. Right. Now, they did note that among women and among black people, this was not the case. That they're, you know, about 20% of the population, regardless of race or gender, are authoritarians. But the authoritarian women and the authoritarian black people, by and large, mostly black men, tended not to support Trump. And they asked the question, why? Well, because these people have been the victims of right-wing authoritarianism. They've been the victims of social dominance orientation, what's called SDO. And they, again, from the study, longitudinal research suggests that race slash ethnicity may moderate the associations of right-wing authoritarianism and social dominance orientation with conservative political behavior, and gender might moderate the association between personality and conservatism with a stronger association for males than females. These moderating effects may be due in part to the fact that right-wing authoritarianism and social dominance orientation are linked with, and here it comes, racism and sexism. So, you know, black people and women have experienced this firsthand. They're more likely to say, no, that's the wrong thing to do. But white men with their little bubble of white privilege throughout their lives, no idea. So given that, you know, Trump's base is basically mentally ill, I mean, this study kind of nails it. At the very least, antisocial, suffering from antisocial personality disorders. Will accusing Obama of treason be enough to get Trump out of his current problems? Well, I think with his base, it will. But the problem is his base is only like, you know, 15% of America. It's a small, you know, it's a small part of the overall Republican Party, and the Republican Party is only 24% of America. So will it work? I don't think so. I don't think it's going to work with the larger, group in Congress. I think that, you know, America is going to call Trump's bluff. I think, in fact, it could even backfire. And, you know, the other question that I have is this going to be the thing that finally causes Obama to stand up on his own two feet and start fighting back? I mean, he didn't when they stole Merrick Garland from him for a whole year. He was essentially silent as Mitch McConnell, you know, just refused to hold a hearing for Merrick Garland. So will this cause Obama and then presumably also or hopefully also Biden and Harris to stand up and say, wait a minute, there's something wrong here? Or Clinton and Bush, for that matter? Or will J.D. Vance get his shot at the presidency that he so clearly seems to crave? What do you think? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Well, actually, one more story for you, and then we'll pick up the calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with you, 15 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Friday, too.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Valeo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, the hardest part about cooking fish or even meat is being tethered to a hot stove and sweating and constantly checking it and singed eyebrows. And those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. Chef IQ Sense is a brilliantly simple cooking sensor that goes into whatever I'm cooking. Kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I enter what I'm cooking with my Chef IQ Sense app. I choose how I would like it cooked. And Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors when my food will be done. That's it. I'm free then to do whatever else needs to be doing. Chef IQ Sense alerts my smartphone when my food is cooked to order the way I like it. No more guessing. This is the world's smartest, easiest to use wireless cooking sensor. Great news. They've just announced a flash sale, 15% off. Go to chefiq.com right now for 15% off during their flash sale. Be your own grill master with chefiq.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and get 15% off. Again, that's ChefIQ, and the promo code to get 15% off is Tom, T-H-O-M, ChefIQ, C-H-E-F-I-Q.com, promo code Tom.
The chorus of headlines swirls in smoke. Truth is a victim, lies provoke. When the walls close in and no options remain, they write a script to deflect the blame. Ghosts in the wings, crowd on their toes. A conspiracy spins as the tension grows. A liberal king sealed America's fate. Meanwhile, Epstein's name haunts the show, but he's backstage staying low. It's a shell game made for desperate minds. In the land of spin, justice unwinds. A puppet master laughs behind the playing madness in a theater of derail. Welcome to Trump's treason theater, where the actors know how to deceive. They ask what's truth as they brand the creator.
4 minutes past the hour, so rising starvation on the Gaza Strip. This is just a terrible, god-awful situation. I mean, there is a long genesis here. I've been in Israel when suicide bombs went off just, you know, half a mile down the road. This country has been traumatized for, decades, certainly, almost a century. And yet, also, the Palestinians have been, you know, had their land taken from them. They've been treated brutally, particularly by the Netanyahu regime now for, 15 or more years. And now you've got actual starvation going on in the Gaza Strip. And an Israeli minister yesterday, Amiche Eliyahu, he's a right-wing minister. He leads Israel's heritage ministry. He said in a radio interview, quote, "There is no that Israel should not feed the Gazans. They should just basically let them starve." He said, and I quote, "There is no nation that feeds its enemies. The British didn't feed the Nazis, nor did the Americans feed the Japanese, nor do the Russians feed the Ukrainians now." Now, I would point out that that's not true. We did feed Nazis. When we captured Nazis, we fed them. In fact, we treated them very well, so well that many of them just decided, hey, I'm going to stay in the United States after World War II. And Britain fed Nazis, and we fed the Japanese, and the Russians and the Ukrainians feed Russians right now. In fact, large numbers of Russian soldiers are defecting to Ukraine because they're being fed. When you treat people well, they're more inclined to say, hey, I'd like to be with you. The Hamas, with the billion-plus dollars that Netanyahu has given them over the years, because he's been trying to play Hamas against the PLO on the West Bank, a horrible, cynical game. Hamas had been running food distribution. They'd been running retirement programs. They'd been running the schools and hospitals. You know, they've been running Gaza with Netanyahu's approval and funding for decades. And so, of course, people are, you know, bonded to them. And do you really think that starving people is going to make them like you? The Israeli opposition politicians immediately condemned his statements that they should just go ahead and starve these people. But we're seeing now, lots and lots of children, young people, even UN workers are becoming emaciated. There is no food. And while Israel's now allowing some food into Gaza, it's drastically reduced the numbers of places where you can get it and the circumstances under which you can get it. And every day, the people who are coming out to get this food keep getting shot by the Israeli army, by the IDF. So this is Yair Lapid, the centrist leader of Israel's political opposition, said Eliyahu's comments were, quote, "a moral stain and a public diplomacy disaster. Israel will never convince the world of the justice of our war against terror as long as we are led by an extremist minority government with ministers who glorify blood and death." Amen. Amazing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In Los Angeles, grand juries are refusing to indict ICE protesters. I'll tell you about that and pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Agriculture is alive and well at the Wisconsin State Fair, and after some fairground improvements, more people will have the chance to see it. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you midday on a Friday. Wisconsin State Fair Park CEO Sherry Black joins us ahead of the start of the best 11 days of summer. The fair kicks off July 31st in West Allis. Sherry says Egg Village saw some renovations this year with more accessibility into the barns and signs to guide fair goers toward the livestock exhibits.
We now have these great monument signs throughout the park that we just implemented over there. So there's one for youth exhibits and now one for Agriculture Village. And I feel like that's just a really great way for us to be welcoming people in and for them to really feel like they're part of Egg Village. But I'm hoping that pulls people in because they may have walked by in the past on their way down to Spin City because they're on Grandstand, it's busy. They don't realize what's over there. I've actually had some people tell me they didn't know we had animals. I know, isn't that shocking? And especially the amount of people that we get on Grandstand, it's so important for them to know that this is part of Agriculture Village, and we want you to come in and check it out.
Something to look forward to in Ag Village this year at Wisconsin State Fair, July 31st through August 10th in West Allis. Always a pleasure to visit with Sherry Black, CEO of Wisconsin State Fair Park. Stick around, we'll take a look at midday markets next.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to nafbhunger.com.
Friday from Chicago, grain markets are trading lower while fluid milk prices are up. The August Class 3 milk contract is up 8 cents at $17.34 a hundredweight. The September contract up 11 cents at $17.60. Cash corn is down 3 cents at $3.98 and 3 quarters. December new crop corn down 2 and a quarter at $4.18 and a half. Cash soybeans are down 6 and a quarter cents at $9.98 a bushel. November new crop beans down a nickel and 3 quarters at $10.18 and a half. And new crop wheat is trading a nickel and 3 quarters lower at $5.35 and 3 quarters. For the Midwest Farmer Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Hazy sunshine from smoke, a high today in the mid-80s, little humid. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky, lows dropping to the upper 60s. Shower and storm chances return for the weekend. Partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s to 90. Right now it's 80.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. You see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, guys, you know, there's a brand new kind of deodorant. This isn't just a new deodorant. It's a whole new type of deodorant that never existed before that actually stops odors before they start. It's a pretty amazing thing. It's based on altering the pH of your skin. It's powered by mandelic acid, which is what affects that. It's clinically proven to work all day long, and it's safe for any part of your body. It's developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic, skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. This stuff works. I've tried it. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando, and they've got a variety of scents. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for the first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com, and to get 20% off site-wide, just use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out free shipping too, shopmando.com. And welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, and just a quick story here. The in Los Angeles, the U.S. attorneys, Bill Essely, I'm probably mispronouncing it, E-S-S-A-Y-L-I, is under apparently tremendous pressure from Pam Bondi to just nail some of these people who protested Donald Trump moving troops to surround the federal building in Los Angeles. A number of people were arrested in these protests. And this is fascinating. This is from the LA Times. Quote, the three officials who spoke to the Times on condition of anonymity said prosecutors have struggled to get several protest-related cases past grand juries, which need only find probable cause that a crime has been committed to move forward. This is a much lower bar than the beyond a reasonable doubt standard required for criminal conviction. On an overheard call, according to the three officials, Essely, 39, told a subordinate to disregard the federal the Justice Department's justice manual, which directs prosecutors to only bring cases they can win at trial. Essely barked, the prosecutor should press on and secure indictments as directed by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. So bottom line, they are trying to prosecute people just to break them. If you're subject to criminal prosecution in the federal courts, you're looking at tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal bills, even when you win. And so they want to try to prosecute people that they know they're going to lose the case. The government knows they're going to lose, but they want to prosecute them anyway in order to break them financially. And the grand juries, in order to do that, you got to get a grand jury to indict. And the grand juries are saying, are you crazy? We're not going to do this. Grand juries, of course, made up of average citizens. Not a good moment for the U.S. Justice Department and Pam Bondi. So what's on your mind today? Ollie in Northwoods, Wisconsin. Hey, Ollie. Thanks for listening to Civic Media. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was just wondering, I heard on the news this morning that they were using the airport runways in Alligator Alley to deport people now. And I was wondering if you had heard anything and if they're doing this without notifying the courts or without the courts knowing anything about this.
I don't know, Ollie. I have not heard that. I have not read that. It is an airport. I mean, that's the place where they built this Alligator Alcatraz is an airport.
When I heard that they were putting that there, I assumed right away that that was their plan, was to be able to deport people without the government knowing about
without
it,
oversight.
Without the courts knowing about it.
Yeah.
And now that seems like that might be what they're up to.
Where did you see this reported?
Well, I heard it on the news. I'm in Wisconsin, and I heard it on the news today.
On Civic Media, on the station you're listening to now?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll have to track that story down. Somehow that one, I missed that one. Thank you for the heads up on that, Ollie.
Okie doke. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Yep. David in San Pedro, California. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good to talk with you again. Free speech runs an announcement in between breaks about Adriana Smith and how she's been in the hospital brain dead for months and months and months and months since February, is my understanding. And she recently gave birth to a child by cesarean, so the hospital did it.
Right.
But one thing I've never heard about that case, which is nasty enough, who is paying for the bill? Because
the family is receiving
probably being brain dead. She was in intensive care that whole time, which is thousands of dollars a day normally.
Yeah.
And where does the bill go to? I mean, the state has mandated it. Why?
It's going to their family, or at least it was. You know, when this whole thing started, the family was protesting because they were informed that they would be presented with a bill. I don't know how it's ended up, but, you know, now that the baby has been, quote, born.
The baby was not due till August, so the baby's premature, too. And
correct.
There's more bills.
Which
incurs
a whole brand new set of expenses. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I have not. I've not been keeping up with that, David. So I'm sorry. I don't know right off the top of my head. She says two stories in a row. I'm not on. I'm sorry. I thought I was doing a pretty good job here, but apparently I missed a couple of these things.
Do a great job. Okay, I have no complaints.
Okay. Well, I'll track that one down too, David. Thank you very much. Jay in Rockville, Maryland. Hey, Jay, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how are you today? Yeah, I just want to say once again, excellent topic and wonderful call-ins. Very informative because you learn so much on your show.
Thank you.
My comment is that, you know, this whole Epstein thing, I know the Republicans want to downplay it, but they have to understand, and we should understand, that this is probably one of the biggest scenarios that this government has to face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that for this reason. You know, at one time, the church, not just the Catholic Church, but all churches, found out, were forced to, but had to deal with the fact that they had to get rid of pedophiles in ministry in order to perform their core mission, which is to bring souls to Christ, to bring people into the church.
Well, Jay, I would argue that the Catholic Church decided that they had to strip out the pedophiles because they were tired of paying the lawsuits.
Right.
But, you know, regardless of the reason, yes.
So my point is that's a sense of corruption that they really pulled out, even with the lawsuits, pulls out the fact that, you know, how can you be holy if you allow this to occur?
Right.
Allow your ministries to prey on children. And no one's going to take their kids to church if that's the thing that's going to happen. Now, on the other side, it's become morally and politically damaged by this Epstein scenario, because I'm going to tell you, it takes a whole lot of people to run the kind of network he had.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't expect they definitely don't want their government to protect pedophiles and not disclose if they have pedophiles in the ranks of Congress and in the Trump administration.
Right.
Why? Because it's going to corrupt. It corrupts the moral compass of this country. And that's exactly what has happened. People don't want to talk about it.
There were a couple of high-profile Trump aides or followers or people very close to him who were convicted of sex crimes with children or possession of child porn. I don't recall their names, but I do recall one of them was associated with Russia. He was fairly high up. This was in his first administration. Those stories have kind of vanished too. I need to dig those out and track those back.
Yeah, last comment I want to make, because I feel like there's a we need to get the pedophiles out of Congress and out of the administration.
Yeah,
because they got to be there, because just like in the ministry, in the ministries, they're corrupt ministers who are pedophiles. You mean to tell me that Congress is holier than the church? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think any institution is immune to this kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is my point. So why aren't we trying to also look at what the character is of those who are trying to lead this country?
Yeah.
Because right now, that's the reason why we're having problems, to be honest with you. We have a problem with the moral compass of this country. That's why we don't feed people who are in need of food, not only overseas, but in our own country.
Yeah, no, I get it, Jake. I get it. Yeah, the GOP has become an insanely immoral organization. Jay, thank you for the call. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer's never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our partners like your local county veteran service officer, we can help access the benefits you've earned and the support you need. For more information, please visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? Well, we power through because the last thing we want is another prescription. I mean, let's face it, most of that stuff in the medicine cabinet rarely works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part, it's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their other sleep products. I love their sleep gummies. They really do work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to CB Distillery, and when you check out, use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CB Distillery. 25% off everything you're buying. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but you can get that 25% discount, one quarter off, at cbdistillery.com when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. And welcome back. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
Say, when something's going on and there's a big kerfuffle, a lot of times it can be a distraction, trying to pull your attention away from things you might be thinking. And I think this Ghislaine and Epstein is a big distraction. I think the real problem is there is an article. I'll give you my source. Epstein, Trump, and the Fashion Front. And it's on Substack, and it's AliciaSonger.substack.com. And it shows where Trump, Epstein, and a man named Jean-Luc Brunel and Jeffrey, and John Casablancas, they all had modeling agencies. And, you know, Ghislaine probably did some stuff.
And Trump had a modeling agency, too, by the way.
He's part of this network.
Yeah.
There's a whole network, and it'll show a diagram how they were just shuttling girls.
John Casablancas is the guy who started all this. Yeah. It's called Elite Modeling Agency. Yeah.
In 14 years, it starts at 14 years, and you know, this whole event, they may pick out a couple to make it look legit, like, oh, gee, she got a modeling job, and all these other girls are being just conveyed into these, you know, for being abused by rich men. Yep. It's just to snag these girls in. That is where you should look for Trump. If he's a pedophile, and I want to ask you, Tom, do you think he's been a pedophile?
I don't know. I really don't know.
That's right up there with cannibalism, pedophile.
Yeah.
Pedophilia.
I get that, Diane. I don't think any of us will know until the evidence comes out.
If they let it out, and if that is true, if he was, he's done.
Oh, I agree. But I think that, you know, the thing that is hurting him right now is that it's obvious he's lying about something.
and he's trying to cover something
right.
up. I mean, that's obvious even to his base. And so they're
right.
going to think, they're going to assume the worst. And that hurts his credibility right across the board. So when he talks about tariffs or, pardon me, or he talks about taxes or anything else, people are going to go, yeah, this guy's a liar. Why am I listening to him? Diane, thank you for the call. Theodore in Everett, Washington. Hey, Theodore, what's up?
Hello, Tom. So I was calling in about Ethan Goh. He's been stuck in Antarctica from the Chilean police after trying to become the youngest person to go to all seven continents. And what's so interesting?
Did he sail a boat or something to Antarctica?
No, he was flying all around, and he had complications flying to his last continent, which I can't remember exactly which one it was, but he had problems, which he had to make like a emergency flight to a station in Antarctica, and he was greeted by them. He signed stuff up, and then later, right after that, some of the Chilean police came, and they talked to him and said that he was under arrest.
Uh-huh. And I should care about this because?
Chilean, it shows that they're trying to show that they have control over that part of Antarctica, and they're
well, they do, don't they? I mean, I was down there. It's actually the Argentinians were the ones that were controlling the part that we were at, but they clearly controlled it, and you know, it's been split up among a bunch of countries. There are multi-country areas,
yeah.
But it's an extremely fragile environment. I mean, when we were there, in order to get off the boat and stand on the land in the continent of Antarctica, we had to be sprayed down with bleach before we could get off the boat, just to make sure that we weren't carrying bird flu or any other pathogen. You know, if he's not being very, very careful, he could be spreading, you know, death and disease to a pristine wildlife area.
What this is about, they have the whole international treaty that no one's allowed to claim Antarctica.
Not the entire continent. No, but they do
yeah.
have, but individual countries, I'm pretty sure, have some control over some parts of it. And there's, of course, a bunch of international agreements. Theodore, I'm sorry, this is not something that really rings my bells, but it's interesting to hear about. Thank you for the call. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's under your mind?
Hey, Tom, you know, today President Putin gave a speech, right, in the Northern Shipbuilding Company in Severodvinsk, Russia, on the occasion of the launch of a Project 995 SSN nuclear attack sub, right? And he's mm-hmm. claiming that this is the most advanced fourth-generation nuclear attack sub, you know, with increased stealth technology, increased weaponry, and completely outclasses our U.S. Navy's third-generation Seawolf and Virginia submarines. He also claims that this shipyard is series producing SSBNs, you know, submarine launched ballistic missiles, NSA project, and stealth diesel electric submarines that can operate in enclosed seas like the Baltic. I wanted to ask, you know, Congressman Polk about that, but I couldn't get a chance. But, you know, if this is true, this is really, you know, threatening.
Yeah. And then on top of that, the Chinese are like way ahead of us in drone technology. And it looks like the Russians are leapfrogging.
Yeah, and in, you know, stealth fighter technology.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
in the old days, you know, Soviet Navy submarines were so noisy, they sounded like freight trains under the water. You could easily track them. But yeah. Now this new generation is almost completely untrackable.
Whoa. Yeah, not good. I mean, part of the problem, it seems to me, George, is that we've been, you know, because of the military-industrial complex, we've been, you know, stuck in this thing of just pouring more money into their projects that they decide on rather than military experts. But, you know, what do I know?
Yeah, what's, you know, technologically advanced and more, you know, viable.
Yeah, there you go. George, always so nice to hear from you. Thank you so much for the call. We'll be right back on the other side of the break with the third hour of the program. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You know, the hardest part about cooking or barbecuing meat, tethered to a hot stove or barbecue, sweating, constantly checking it, singeing your eyebrows, and then serving it, and half is beef jerky and half is blood rare.
Those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter. I just enter whatever I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app. Steaks, chicken, fish, whatever. Choose precisely how I like it cooked. Well done, medium, medium, rare, rare. Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and predicts precisely when my food will be done. No opening a hot oven, sweating over a barbecue, frying pan, or air fryer. Then Chef IQ Sense sends an alert to my smartphone when my steaks, chicken, or seafood are cooked to order the way I like it. This is the world's smartest, simple-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And the best news is they just announced a flash sale. Visit chefiq.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Chef IQ.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis at a briefing today says deportation flights at the new migrant facility in the Everglades has begun. He says some 100 detainees have been transferred to Homeland Security flights and sent to other countries.
I don't want it to be something where people, illegals, are just being like stored there and then just kind of sitting. I want it to be where illegals are here, there's an aggressive processing and an aggressive deportation schedule. That's what you're seeing.
The facility has been dubbed the Alligator Alcatraz. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has wrapped up 2 days of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell. She's serving 20 years for sex trafficking. Her attorney tells ABC News they have not asked for anything, including